Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is everything you need to know about the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm so blessed to be here and have this time to spend with you. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel. I'm a healer, an empath, a Reiki master, as well as a teacher, and a radio show host, as you all know. And I can bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my fur baby Ginger, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I really do have a divine connection. It took me quite a while to really let it sink in, I guess. We first connected when she was in a coma. She threatened me at that time, and we've been together ever since. But it is a beautiful connection, and through this connection, Joan has left a door open, and others from the other side have walked through that beautiful door. And it gives me access to the most fascinating mixture of divine source. And it also provides me the ability to really to help so many different people in so many different ways. And prior to these, you know, beautiful life-changing experiences that I can, you know, I can't even imagine not having, I had a work background and it was in law enforcement. But I've hung up my 357. And at present, I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but love really is what we all are, and this is the force I now belong to. It's the backbone in my current journey of service. Good morning and greetings from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And now I will tell you guys all about me. I am the divinely anointed Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm still getting used to that title. I have to remember to put everything in. Okay. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a master solution technique practitioner, an innate body practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, an author, and a speaker. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many years of questioning and seeking the truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes the session with me a safe place because nothing is judged and everyone has the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom and you'll see Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's Facebook page. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you're looking for. Okay, now it is time for us to hear the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing, Barbara, I was guided to read this beautiful little prayer, and it's entitled Pray, Heal, and Love. And it was written by the Reverend Vicki Snyder Young. Ask the angels for their help. Pray. Pray to the angels to assist you in reaching your life's goal successfully. Pray to the angels to watch over and protect you in all you do. Pray to the angels for insight into your life purpose and to be guided to it. Heal. Heal your heart and soul of any hurt that interferes with you giving love and fulfilling your life purpose. heal your communication skills so you may speak your truth in the most authentic way. Heal your mental, spiritual, and physical body of any ailments that deter you from living the most happiest and joyful life you can. Love. Love yourself fully. Ask the angels to show you what is lovable about you. Love others with an open heart that is non-judgmental. Love your environment, your family, and your friends. Acknowledge that you cannot change them and accept them as they are. Through prayer and healing comes the ability to love in a way that lifts you higher and brings much more love to you. Let go of the fear that holds you back and embrace the angels through prayer, healing, and love. And with that being said, Jesus has a small message. Today, you have the opportunity to start over. It's a new beginning and an opportunity to create the life of your dreams. It's a new page in your book of life. Make it a good one. There's no such thing as failure. Beloveds, there's just giving up too soon. Think of it as time to contemplate success. Live your dreams and stay focused on your goals. Today is the perfect day to make your dreams happen. You are not alone. God is with you, and he will give you the strength to keep going. Please walk forward fearlessly. Walk into your fears. Set your soul on fire. Live your life without expectation. It is so freeing. Let every situation you find yourself in just be what it is. And remember, it's all temporary. Enjoy the good times. And remember that the not-so-good times, they're not going to last. All we have is right now. So please make a count. Become fully present and live in the moment. Trust life and trust that God will put the right people in your life when they are needed. Listen to your heart. Listen to that beautiful heart. It knows things that the human mind can never explain. Remember, you are never separated from God. Every God direction is road tested. I've tested them myself. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, this morning, I was just getting, you know, messages from Jesus, my goodness, right before the show started and earlier even than that. And one of the messages, you know, that there's going to be good news coming your way and there's going to be blessings with our name on it. And just to have faith, stay in prayer, and, you know, and watch Jesus because he is going to work in our favor. And today he's asking us, you know, just be happy. And he's smiling at us, and he wants to smile back, too. And I got another message, get ready, because God has more blessings with your name on it. So I kept getting these messages about blessings, you know, with our name on it, and God's going to work in our favor. And as I was walking this morning before the show, I saw this beautiful little rabbit, and the rabbit just sat there. It looked at me, then it looked away. And the rabbit, when it shows up, it means that it's a time, you know, that's going to be a very creative time. And we've really got to, you know, take advantage quickly of any opportunity that comes our way because it's going to come by in an unexpected way. And, you know, just to be vigilant. And if anything, you know, that doesn't feel good, that comes up, you know, comes up or comes like into our space or area, just leave as quickly as we can, leave quickly. And even talking about our diet, this little bunny rabbit is smart and saying, you know, what about thinking about, you know, just trying a vegetarian diet over the next couple of days and notice how you feel. So I thought that, you know, this little rabbit is so, you know, insightful. And actually, I've been drinking carrot juice over the last couple of days, so I really resonate with this beautiful little bunny. And those are my messages, Barbara.
Now we've got you outside talking to bunny rabbits. Okay.
And drinking carrot juice, mind you.
Yes. Next thing you know, you're going to be channeling Bugs Bunny. Only he wasn't.
Yeah,
real,
I was just going to say, what's up, Doc?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, that is so good. Okay. So here is what Jesus wants to say to us right now. my beloved. You have been taught to make life so much more difficult than it needs to be. And we say this because it is so true. The energy that is around this planet, that is coming from each and every one of you, is an energy that involves so much struggle, so much hardship. And as your planet is going through the transition that it is now going through, you are letting go of that energy. Some of you have dedicated yourselves to bringing the good energy back into humanity. And we encourage each and every one of you to start doing this. And we know that it is counter to everything that you believe right now. You believe it has to be hard, that you have to struggle, and all of that other stuff that you've been living for thousands and thousands of years. But it's time to let that go. And the more people let that energy go and start accepting that they are love, they are light, and that life can be this wonderful, beautiful, effortless experience, the faster the entire planet gets to change. So this is one of those cases where you must be it before you see it, which is actually true all of the time. Because it is what you are being that you are always seeing. So if you are being hardship and struggle, then that is what you are seeing in your life. Be what you truly desire. Be love, be light, be enjoyment, be fun. Be something that feels good to you. And we're not just talking about the temporary pleasure of addictions or anything like that. We're talking about something deeper than that. We're talking about what feels good to your heart, to your soul, to the truth of who you are. Because when you are being in that energy, you are bringing more love and more light into your life. And you are helping to change the world. We know that asking you to just let go of who you've been all of this time sounds incredibly difficult and complicated, but it's not. It's a matter of choice. So we want you to be love and enjoyment. And we want you to accept that you will be provided for. The Creator is always providing for you, always has and always will. So remember those beautiful flowers, the wildflowers that grow in the field. The only thing they're being is wildflowers, and they are doing what comes perfectly natural to them. And they're not worried about whether or not the sun's going to come up the next day, and they're not worried about whether or not it's going to rain. And they're not worried about what Wall Street is doing, definitely. They are just being wildflowers and knowing that they will always be provided for. This is the kind of simplistic view of life that you would actually benefit from. Because then you could let go of all of the worry and the doubt and the fears and all of the stress. And just be. So we encourage you right now to say these words. Dear innate, I release the stress of life. And just feel that energy moving through you. Feel yourself letting go. Opening up. The joy that you actually are allowed to feel. This is your life, and these are your choices. And it does not ever, ever
have to be difficult. You are loved. You are loved exactly as you are. You are loved. You are loved.
Okay, and then there's one phrase that he wants everyone to say, and here it is. Dear innate, I now receive any and all blessings being sent to me. All right, that's it.
Beautiful. That was awesome. Thank you.
Okay, so we've come to the part of the show now where we take questions from callers. So if you have a question and you have called in, be sure and press the number 1 so that I get that lovely symbol on my studio board and we know that you have something to say. And apparently we will never have the chat room again. I've let that go. So, all right. It's just one of those things in Blog Talk keeps telling me that I have something set up so that they can't connect with me, if, and I have no idea what they're talking about.
It's just Blog Talk. It gets crazy every now and then, and we've got to let
yes,
it go until it figures itself out.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. All right, our first caller is from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's your favorite friend, statistical, magical, wonderful, anonymous.
You know what, Miss Anonymous, you're saying, so you're the one that has the mountain goat chasing you. There's a mountain goat, like, walking. You're walking, it's walking. You start to pick up the pace, it starts to pick up the pace. And the mountain goat is saying, you know, there's something out of balance in your life. What is it? You know, you've got to, like, look and see, and then you've got to do something about it to get back, you know, into perfect alignment, okay? And are you playing enough with your inner child?
Yeah, I think so. I think, actually, things are sort of balancing out now. I think they're starting to balance out because I'm starting to work out and, like, plan to work out every day. I'm having, like, more free time.
The mountain goat is still behind you, so there is still something out of balance. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
You've got to figure it out. But Ginger is saying, you know, she's maybe talking a little bit, too, about the way you manifest things.
Oh, tell me more.
You're very visual when you manifest, and you do have the belief, but at times you don't trust and release. And I think, Barbara, the last time she spoke with you, you did it. I think you did, you know, an exercise with it, with Dear Innate, letting go, you know, and releasing, trusting and releasing. So after you visualize and you really believe it, you've got to let go and you've got to trust. Okay, allow the divine just to come in and you know work its magic. Okay.
Some things are sort of shifting. I'm sort of working through that still. Yeah, some things are shifting with me with that.
Okay, because Ginger's saying, shift happens. But she's asking that Barbara come in with Dear Innate and help with that shift because you have to let go of something that you've got to trust. And that's going to help with your manifestation power, okay?
Yeah,
and she's asking, do you resonate with dandelions? Because when you see a dandelion, make a wish, okay? And she's saying, you know, even if you go somewhere like a health food store or something, pick up some dandelion tea, and that's going to help you as well.
Yeah, I like dandelion tea. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, this is a time that you really need to release. You need to clear your energy, you know, emotionally, spiritually, physically, because there are a couple little blocks that you still have. And your energy is sort of like Ginger saying, like, you know, like if you looked at like a filter on an air cleaner, yours is a little bit clogged, okay? So she wants Barbara and Dear Innate and Jesus to come in and really to help, you know, clean off that filter. And when you do, you're going to let miracles occur, okay?
Okay.
We want those miracles to come in, okay? And, you know, never doubt yourself. You work so hard, and you truly deserve what you're wanting, okay? I feel like you're getting a little bit tired because you have been working a lot. And Ginger's saying, don't stop before your miracle comes to you, okay? Your miracle is, like, sort of just, like, right around the corner, Okay.
Yeah, you're hitting on this. I was at this event last week. Joel Osteen was in town. Do you know who that is?
Okay.
Like famous like pastor guy. And he's
right.
One of my favorites. I love him. And one of the songs that they were singing was that I really liked, that I actually was thinking to look it up yesterday because I didn't know the words, but it was something like, please give me the strength to wait for the miracle. It was something like that. So you're touching upon that. That's
yeah,
cool.
And Ginger's saying, don't give up. Use your strength because you are so strong. Use it to help yourself, and then you can help others with it as well. And she's saying, you know what? You don't give yourself the credit you truly deserve, okay? And this is the time, you know, she's putting sort of even like boxing gloves on you and, you know, to say, you know, that, you know, we're ready. You know, you're ready, we're ready, we'll fight with you and stuff. Don't give up because you do have a miracle coming for you. And it's sort of, you may have like given maybe a little bit of your power away, okay? You've got to believe in yourself, truly believe in yourself, okay? And you are on this beautiful new journey. So this is the time where you're going to see that, you know, things are changing, okay? There's going to be synchronicities. There's going to be signs. There's going to be, like, a lot of new energy coming into your life in all different areas. And with this energy comes many blessings, okay? So, again, you've got to let go of what, you know, what you're resisting and stuff. And you've got to let go to open up to all the new, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just
yeah.
Don't let that... And really, you know, and stop you from, you know, really, you know, stepping on the path of this new journey. This is a beautiful new time for you. Your life is changing from, like, for the better. And this is a beautiful time, a new beginning. So we just want to clear up that stagnant energy, the little bit of fear that you may have, you know, to really, like, go forward in the future. And Jesus and Mother Mary are with you to help you. And just believe in the miracles that are coming your way, hon. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and then Jesus, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. I actually want to share a couple of things for you guys, Barbara, before Jesus chimes in. So my birthday was a couple of days ago, and leading up to that, I've had some like really magical and mystical experiences. I've been much more active, which is awesome, like out with the world doing things. And the last two times that I was in the city, which was like the last weekend and then the weekend before or something like that, you know, like over the last couple of days. And both times, Spirit guided me to these churches that I've passed like a million times. And I've shared with you guys before, I'm not even Christian or I'm Jewish. So, but I'm always like drawn to churches. So these areas that I've been in before, like I would just, Spirit would say, oh, like look over there. And it'd be like a church. And then I would go in. So I thought that was really interesting that I just kept on, like they kept leading me to these churches. And then, the second time I was led to a church, that was when I was in the city going to Joel Osteen, because that was happening like right before my birthday. And so I was guided to a church and I was like, why am I here? I was like, this is like in 1 week, a second church in the city. And I happened to be there like I ended up coming like right in the beginning of like a service. So I stayed for the service. And then like halfway in the middle of it, I just started like crying. So I was like, okay, we're getting like a cleanse here. And then later on that day, again, I was like pretty much in another service because I went to go see Joel Osteen, and that's like a Catholic Christian service. And I cried through like more than half of like his event. It was so like, it was just so heartwarming. And like, they were speaking to, maybe I'm getting a little teary now too. They just kept on talking about like, having hope and like miracles happening. And like, I don't know. I was just been like shedding all this like disbelief of like not, remember how I was telling you guys like before I would like have trouble visualizing or like, I don't really 100% believe it anymore. Like we get like bitter, I guess, over time. So that was like double church session in one day and like double crying. And then that was followed by like, it was like one totem animal after the next. Like in the matter of a couple of days, again, all leading up to my birthday, there was like two dead birds, a dead mouse, a dead fly. And I was like, what the heck is going on? Because it was like just so much. And then yesterday, I had my birthday, new energy came in, I started feeling better. And then yesterday I stepped out and there was like this beautiful, huge butterfly. And I was like, wow. Like that was just like insane, intense, and like amazing of like, so I just wanted to share that. And like, I've just been doing a lot of work as far as like cleaning up my physical space of like whatever old stuff, clutter. I mean, I don't have really clutter, but like whatever, I just keep on feeling like, what else can I get rid of? What else can I clear? And just reestablishing that like good things do happen in my life and I can trust it. And like, I started planning all these events and I noticed today there's like a little bit of a tinge of like, maybe I'm putting out events too quickly or like I'm overwhelming people. It's just like old, you know, the fear, like the fear that DC was talking about of like, I don't know. But with that said, I mean, I am feeling like more successful, like as the days go by and like that illusion of like whatever I was believing about myself and my career and like all that has been leaving, which I'm grateful for. So, yeah, and I also, one last thing, sorry. I had this like insane and intense also experience with Jesus in the middle of the night a couple of nights ago also. And he was sending healing energy because I had this like massive like panic in the middle of the night. Also, like my dog woke me up, he had to go to the bathroom. And then I had this panic and fear about my thyroid, which again, I know that's an old story, but it just came out of nowhere. And then I called Jesus in because one day years ago, I did this instant healing. My lip was swollen and I called in Archangel Raphael and he did this healing of my lip that when I woke up a few hours later, it was back to normal. So something happened, like I woke up in the middle of the night and I had this like panic about the thyroid. And when I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm not really thinking. It's like my soul just taking over, and it called in Jesus, which you think I would think of that because I always like listen to your messages, but I normally don't call on him. And I saw him, and he was sending this like green, shimmery, like beautiful light to my thyroid, and he kept saying, "I am healed. I am healed. I am healed." And it was just like a really powerful experience. So, like I said, just a lot of like magical stuff happening right around now, like around my birthday time, which has been cool. So, lots to celebrate.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right, let me see how he wants to do this. All right, so part of this is about changing how you see yourself.
Yes.
So we're going to do some innate statements.
Okay.
And
bring them on.
Okay. So the first one is, dear innate, I am the composer of my life.
Dear innate, I am the composer of my life.
Dear innate, I must have downtime in order to compose.
Dear innate, I must have downtime in order to compose. I would love a vacation too, innate.
I don't know how to, you ask the innate for that, and the innate's like, well, take one then. Dear innate, I release the belief that I have to work hard.
Mm-hmm. seer innate. I release the belief that I have to work hard.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I have to work 8 hours a day.
Yeah. Dear innate, I release, is it the thought? The thought.
The thought, the belief, whatever works for you.
Oh, the belief. I'll do thought. The thought that I need to work 8, 10, 12 hours a day.
Dear innate, I release the belief that life is hard.
Dear innate, I release the belief that life is hard.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I have to do it all myself.
Dear innate, I release, oh my God, I keep blanking out what you're saying, the need that I, the thought or the belief that I have to do it all myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to control my life.
Dear innate, I release the need to control my life.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to do nothing.
Oh, I love that. Dear innate, I give myself permission to do nothing. That's actually what's been coming up for me a lot. Well, it's come up a lot for me over the years that it's been a fleeting thought, and it's come up several times the last couple of days again of I really, like if you say, well, what's your dream? I mean, obviously I have a lot of dreams, but like I would just like to hang out and do whatever I feel like every single day, which is like probably hanging out at the park until I get bored. And then like, you know, like I went to see Joel Osteen and now like, you know, like there is awakened these, this desire to go see, like to do other recreational things, like go to a concert or like, you know, these are, I just desire to do that stuff. And of course, like I want to teach the spirituality and all that, but like I get so bogged down by those details. Like even now, like I quote have to put the events on my website because they're just on the meetup group now, and like I have to send out an email to announce it, and I don't want to do any of that. I just want people to sign up and come and find it, and just we live happily ever after. Like I just, you know, even the idea has been lately about like, well, what am I doing with my social media? And I just really don't want to be bothered with it. Or if I want to post, like, I just want to post about like the magical things that are happening in my life, like, which is not really such a, maybe a marketing plan if you're not posting my events, but I just, that requires someone to make a flyer. And then it has to be like, it's just like so much stuff that like, I just really, again, like if I could have a wish, it'd be like, I just want to hang out and go speak at my events. And otherwise I want to go play. Like I like wandering around the city and like just hanging out in the park or going to the beach, you know, like living that lifestyle. And I always wonder like, is that really possible to live like that? It's making me like kind of teary, like choked up a little bit because I just want to do that. I just want to enjoy my life. That's it.
Well, then you should ask yourself, is what I'm doing or about to be doing helping me live in joy? And you can ask, what's the best possible outcome from doing this, whatever it is you're doing or planning to doing? And look at whether or not it is bringing you joy. Because you are allowed to enjoy your life, and I mean every single moment of your life. And so if you are doing something out of obligation, you are not in the joy. So, dear innate, I release the need to do things out of obligation.
Dear innate, I release the need to do things out of obligation. And also,
dear
like,
innate,
a lot of times I just like watching TV. Like, I just like sitting on the couch. I know it's like sometimes like a bad habit, but like, sometimes that's all I want to do is just, like, watch back-to-back shows.
Okay. Dear innate, I give myself permission to enjoy my life.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to enjoy every aspect of my life.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to enjoy every moment of my life.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to enjoy every moment of my life.
Dear Innate, I choose to live in joy.
Dear Innate, I choose to live in joy.
Dear Innate, I will radiate love and joy, and you will take care of the money.
Yeah, it always goes back to that, you know, fuck that. It's like, yeah, it's just, because that's where my mind goes, you know, like when you're speaking, like that's the hesitation. Because I'm like so enjoy. I'm like, can I really live like this? And I'm like, because I've had moments or days or hours that it's like just one fun activity after the next. Like, oh, let me go, you know, like I've been thinking about playing tennis again. Let me go do that. And like, can I really just live fully like this and be abundantly supported? So let me say you're saying, which again, I totally blank on what you even said, which is interesting how that keeps happening today.
Here we go. Dear Innate, I will radiate love and joy, and you will take care of the money.
Yeah. Amen. Dear Innate, I will radiate love and joy, and you will take care of the money.
Dear Innate, I am supported.
Dear Innate, I am supported.
Dear Innate, I am prosperity.
Dear Innate, I am prosperity.
Dear Innate, I accept all of the blessings being sent to me.
Dear Innate, I accept all the blessings being sent to me.
Dear Innate, my life is good.
Dear Innate, my life is good.
Dear Innate, I love myself.
Dear Innate, I love myself.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. Oh, boy, there's a bunch of stuff moving in you now. Okay, how do you feel?
Yeah, I feel good. You know, I will tell you that the last week and a half, again, with me, it involved me going to the city much, you know, much more, or just going to the city, period. Before, I always, like, would say, let me go, but I never had the energy or whatever to go. I have been feeling really happy about my life, and I've been appreciating myself for doing a lot of new things, like taking the subway out to Brooklyn, which is something that I didn't do forever, you know, because fear, whatever, I don't know. And then, like, even just, like, taking the bus into the city from like a new area, and then like just seeing on how, just like acknowledging on like how every step of the way, and this is what part of the thing that I love about going to the city is just like everyone's so friendly, and like I talk to so many people there, and there's so many, and like just every step of the way, like it's so magical and exciting. It just opens up so much stuff for me when I go. And then also I'm very happy to come home to be back in nature. There was another part to that. Oh, and then the other thing I wanted to just appreciate is just that, you know, it's almost the end of the month, and you know, there's like bills to be paid that are coming up. And I don't have, I have more trust in myself and the universe. And I know that because of, you know, the healing work that I've done with you, with both of you guys. Cause it's just like, I just like recognizing like how that panic's not there, that I just feel like, okay, you know, like I'm sure more money will come in. My bills will be paid. And if not, I'll figure out a way to like keep it on the credit card with interest. Like it's just like whatever. And I you know, it's just it's interesting because it sort of surprises a little part of me of like, oh, and you're not like worried about this, like you're not freaking out about it, like no, it's just like I'll be taken care of. So I'm really grateful that. You know, that is there. And even when I had that panic in the middle of the night, which was like so random about the thyroid, I was able to calm myself down. Like I have the tools now. Like I feel much more I feel better about myself and my life and like my connection and my ability to like, yeah, just like calm myself down. Like it's really nice. I feel really grateful about that. Just like knowing I'm going to be okay no matter what. You know, because I've been through all that what. It kind of brings the calm after you've been through the what.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
See, you're making progress.
Oh, a lot of it. Like, I've just really been sitting in the appreciation of it. Just, yeah, like, my life is good. It's, you know, getting better, and it's, you know, here to stay. I have a question, that innate body practitioner, I like that title. Did you come up with that, or is that actually like some sort of course or whatever? I don't think it's a course.
Well, that's what popped out of my mouth today, so.
I loved it. Yeah, it stuck out to me. I love that. That's beautiful. I love that. Congratulations on your new title.
Well, thank
Plural.
You.
Plural. All right. Cool. Thank you, guys.
Well, you know what Jess Ginger is saying? If you can make at least one person smile or pee their pants a little bit today, then it's not a day that's...
I do. You know what? That's also, I've been recognizing just how much I contribute to people on a daily basis, like how much brightness and happiness I bring to them. Like even when I was like returning something to Walmart and like, I made the lady laugh there, and it was nice because she acknowledged it too. She was like, thank you for customers like you, you know, you made me laugh and like, you're so easygoing and stuff like that. And it's nice when like somebody appreciates it. Cause a lot of times I notice on like how I'll do those share special gifts or teachings with people and they don't say anything. And it's like, okay, you know, like obviously you have to like accept everything, like everything's okay, but it is nice to be appreciated. I'm definitely like going more for that. That's the intention. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Keep us informed about what's, you know, changing in your life and keep up the good work.
I will. Thank you. Thank you again for your support. I appreciate it. And I do tie to you guys. You guys, I tell you guys this all the time. You do know who I am because you get ties from me.
I know
you haven't
who you
gotten
are.
In a little bit. Yeah. 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 Like the ties does come through. It hasn't been in a little bit because that's how it is right now. So, you know, when it comes and I share the wealth. So an appreciation for all the support. So thank you again. My intention is to send
you to
bigger
post.
Checks.
Ginger wants you to post it for everyone. Take me or leave me. Either way, you won't find anyone quite like me. And you are such a beautiful, you know, unique individual. Really, you know, just embrace that. You're so amazing. So
thank
embrace
you.
That.
Oh, Barbara's coughing up a hucking a loogie over there. Yeah, thank you very much. And Barbara, clear whatever you have to clear.
Yeah, you're saying, And you're saying, here today, gone tomorrow. Get rid of it, Barbara.
Okay. All right. We are going to move on to our next caller.
Yes.
You are welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. The next caller is 1111111111, one of my favorite numbers. Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Akansha.
Hi, Akansha. How are you?
Not so good.
Oh, no.
I'm going back to Delhi for the weekend, but I had, like, the worst day in office. And, yeah. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, so I just called up to talk about my office, which is not going so well, and I don't know, I on and off feel not much like a lawyer. So I don't know. I don't have much to say there, but yes, it's not so much fun, the work. Which is technically why I have moved here.
Okay, well, let's see what kind of messages we are getting about that, and maybe this will lighten the load, because right now your energy feels very heavy. Okay, do you see what do you have for Akansha?
Akansha is with you. Jesus is with you. They want you to feel safe. Okay. Know that you are watched over, that you are loved, okay, and just let go of the fear. Let go of everything that's from really, like, loving and enjoying your life, okay? And this is going to help you to let go of the stress that you're holding on to. It's not healthy to hold on to stress the way you're holding on to it, okay? The divine is with you, but you're preoccupied. You're not getting the messages, hon. Receiving your messages, okay? You really have to have a little time, quiet time just for you, and allow yourself to hear that.
Yes.
You need to be, like, in a more quiet space and really, you know, to be able to get the guidance needed, hon, okay? And, Spencer, you have some light within you. When you, you know, recognize that beautiful inner light and you just resonate it with this whole darkness, and this is your essence, you've got to just connect with that light, let go of the... And honor that, okay? You are this light. You've got to, you know, honor that. You've got to
yourself,
and you've got to, you know, you've got to, you know, treat yourself respectfully. And others are going to do the same. They're going to, okay? So you've got to focus a little bit, and you're going to manifest actually like everything that you're wanting. You have the power, and you're just not, you're not connecting with that beautiful power within, okay? So you've got to, you know, you go within and connect, you know, connect with your soul and see if, you know, what you are wanting, you know, is everything in alignment, you know? And you've got to really, you know, think in a positive way. And when you put a request like, to the universe, out there in the... Prayers are always answered, Akansha. You just have to wait for timing, and I'm getting something that's clear about what you desire. How to have faith. You've got to, nurture that your child. You've got to have a little bit of fun. And this is going to help you to connect with your joy and really manifest things much faster, okay?
Yes.
So, don't be overly critical of yourself. You've been a little bit overly critical. You've been depressed, okay? Forgive yourself for what you think you've done or you've not done, because that's sort of like a self-destructive tendency, and it's not good. And connect with that beautiful inner child. And let her help you and you help her. And get in touch with your true feelings, okay? You need to be honest with yourself, really, you know, to move ahead on your journey, and then you're going to...
everything is going to become a lot clearer. I'm getting, like, energy around you that's weighing you, that's, like, confusing you, okay? And, you know what, when you get into that energy, you react instead of really, like, taking charge of you, okay? And that's ego coming in, okay? So Mother Mary wants to, you know, sit with you, Jesus, the angels, and help you to understand your feelings a little bit better. Know that you are entitled to feel anything that you are feeling. It's not right. It's not wrong. And a lot of the times, Ganesha, you are connecting with the angels, and you are getting beautiful guidance. Okay? So don't let people inspire you right now. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless.
Okay, I'm here. Okay. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Hold on. things are happening in my life right now. All right. So, there is some clean work that,
yes,
that I'm being guided to do with you about the innate. So, we are going to do some of those statements and then you will get your message from Jesus. So just give me 1 second here. And here we are. All right. Repeat after me. Dear innate, I release who I have been. Nakanja, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, say, dear innate, I release who I have been.
Dear innate, I release who I have been. Yes.
Dear innate,
dear
I
innate,
allow myself
I release
to change.
Who I have been.
Okay, did you hear the last one? Dear innate, I allow myself to change. Okay, did you hear that one?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Akasha,
yes, I
can
hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, yes.
Dear innate, I allow myself to change.
Dear innate, I allow myself to change.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I'm moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I choose joy in every moment.
Dear innate, I choose joy in every moment.
Dear innate, I release the stress.
Dear innate, I release the stress.
Dear innate, I release the worry.
Dear innate, I release the worry.
Dear innate, I release the doubt.
Dear innate, I release the doubt.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear of who I am becoming.
Dear innate, I release the fear of who I am becoming.
Dear innate, I just let go.
Dear innate, I just let go.
All right, let me check in now and see if there's anything else. Dear innate, I release the tradition.
Dear Innate, I release the tradition.
Dear Innate, I release my culture.
Dear Innate, I release my culture.
Dear Innate, I release the law.
Dear Innate, I release the law.
How does that feel?
Quite huge.
I can feel all this energy moving through your head. You've been thinking about this stuff.
Yes. I was thinking whether I should quit the job or stay in the job.
I don't get that there's any need for you to quit it just yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a great way for you to do the releasing. You know, if you're at work and anything is bothering you, you're starting to feel bad about anything, then just start making those statements to the innate, releasing whatever it is you are feeling, releasing whatever it is you are aware of. Just start releasing it. Use that as a way of making the changes in your life. So,
yes.
You know, and you may even need to say, dear innate, I release the need to quit the job, just to get that out of the way so that you can see what else it is bringing to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Do we also get to release particular people, like
yes.
horrible bosses?
Yes. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can say things like, you know, dear innate, I release that my boss is a jerk, or, you know, whatever it is that you're feeling about your boss at the time. You can just tell innate mm-hmm. that you're releasing that. And
yes.
you can also release the need to attract bosses who are jerks, if that's something that tends to happen in your life.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So that'd be a great thing for you to release.
Dear innate, I release bosses who are jerks. Dear innate, I release attracting bosses who are jerks.
Yes. Great.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
Thank
if you,
you
start, you know, releasing every single thing that pops into your mind that doesn't feel good, and you know what doesn't feel good, so if it doesn't feel good, let it go.
Yes. Yes. That's very helpful.
All right. So here is your message from Jesus. My beloved one, you are going through a time of great changes in your life. And you knew this. You knew this coming into this job, to this change, to this new city, to this new job, to all of these new experiences, to meeting new people. This is all a part of your evolution. We want you to embrace it, to accept it, and to do the work that you need to do to let go. Because this is all about letting go. You are moving more and more into the joy from your heart, into allowing your life to be wonderful. That is the purpose of all of this. So if anything comes up, let go. Don't be afraid to let it go. And if you can't say it out loud, dear innate, I release, then just say it in your mind. Because this is about you. This is about who you are being and who you are becoming. And you are loved. You are loved. You are loved. We love you. Okay. That's what he wanted to tell you.
That's a great message.
Yeah.
I like how you said you don't see me quit the job just yet. So.
Well, you know, technically everything in life is temporary. So this is a temporary job. So, no, I don't see you there 20, 30 years or anything like that. This is much more temporary than that.
Mm-hmm. I would say less than 20 months, but okay.
They're not going to tell me that because they're like, she needs to focus on what she's doing right now, not thinking about what she's going to be doing in 20 months. So.
I know. It was just something I knew even when I was moving, but yes.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, learn what you're there to learn from that job, and then you can move on to wherever you're going next.
Yes. But I like the city. I don't think I want to change that. One thing at a time.
Yeah. Well, do your releasing and clear out the energies that you need to clear out with that this job is bringing into your life, so then you can move forward in your own beauty and grace. That's what I'm being shown. So, yeah, this
yes.
is going to be great.
Thank you. Thank you both.
You
of
are
you.
Welcome.
Like, really helpful today.
Well, good. Maybe now you can go and yes. sleep well and have wonderful dreams.
No, I have a flight to catch. I'm at the airport, and the security people
oh,
are staring
case.
At me doing all the releasing. So they're just like, what is she doing?
Well, you can get on the plane and sleep well. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome. Have a great weekend.
Yes, you too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, DC, we've come to the end of another great show.
Oh, it was beautiful, Barbara. The energy was beautiful. I'm filled with all my vitamin G. I feel like I'm just floating around the room here. My goodness, I've got to come back to Earth because I have to go to the store and I don't want to drive while I'm floating.
That's probably a good idea.
Yes. Oh, thank you. It's been oh my gosh, the energy, Barbara. It's been an amazing show. It really, really has. Oh my goodness.
Yes, it has.
I just
All
feel
right.
so wonderful.
Well, yay. Good.
Yay. I hope everyone feels as good as I feel.
I hope so, too. I do.
Awesome. Well, we've done our job. If we feel good, we know that others, you know, they feel good, too. And I'm just so thankful for these little days that we get to spend together and help others. It's just so beautiful. And Ginger has shown me all the angels around you, Barbara. I don't know what you're doing, but you've got twice as many angels, she's saying, as she had, Mom. She's got twice as many. Wow. Again, she's saying, Barbara, your unicorn awaits you. You haven't gotten on that unicorn yet.
Okay. I'll chat with the unicorn and see how it feels.
Oh, you've got to get on and ride your unicorn. You have to ride the unicorn, she said.
Okay. I will be
all right.
This
with you. She
said
it's okay. She'll
ride the unicorn.
With you. Ride your unicorn today, okay?
Okay, I'm writing myself a note. Ride the unicorn.
Okay, great. Awesome.
Okay, I've written it down, so now I get to ride the unicorn. All right.
Okay. Have a blessed day.
You too, and thanks everyone for listening, and we will be back next Tuesday. Send all of you lots of love. You are what? You are. Okay, DC was talking to people in her house. All right, bye-bye, everybody.